Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom, Sendlet salam. Hope we're being heard well right here, trying to improve some of the technology right here. But here, after the Shabbat podcast here on the Inn and the Irid here for this 25th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat ow, Shabbat command, yes, I, Rastafari. So here for the after the Sabbath podcast here on the Inn and in the Irid. Let's first ride up with the first words. First words said right here, from the liturgy of His Divine Majesty here on the Saturday, the Shabbat day. This is what it's saying.
Kulatanya Edame Yemiba. Said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abdara, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta. Kohulum ahayin asaiye meskalabra bekokoboch samayin asket. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars. Full of
stars. His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Yebelu Hizb, and the people shall say, Hallelujah. Bekadase gize kamitmena nogin wada beta Christiana yikabaso binor kadusata mets aiftin nabaya saisama yikadase was a lotiskia fets emma by tages kokur banuma by kevel kabeta Christian yilay ye ekziab herina hig afurswalina. Yes, Gana, Yenefsa Fetari, Maleta, Yes, Gana, Yenefsa Nugus, and Bemihon, Besamayawi Nugus feet, Mokomenem at Alualena. Hawariata Besinodosacho, Indi Bulo, Asa Tamrona. Hallelujah. If there be any one of the faithful that hath entered the church at the time of the Kedase, at the time of the liturgy, and hath not heard the Holy Scriptures, and hath not waited until they finish the prayer of the Kedase, the prayer of the liturgy, and hath not received the Holy Communion, make him be driven out of the church. For he hath violated the law of Egazi Aviher, of the sustain of the good father, Yahweh, and disdained to stand before the heavenly king, the king of the body and spirit. This the apostles have taught us in their canons.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Hallelujah.
In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Jah is my help and my strength, so shall I fear. He's a shield upon my right and my left hand, so who shall I be afraid? Jah is my king. Jah is my light and my salvation, so who shall I fear? He's my guide throughout this creation, so who shall I be? Jah is my king. My guide in my resting and my rising, so who shall I fear? He's my guide when I step out and forward in, so who shall I be afraid? Jah is my king. Jah is my guide when Philistines come down upon me, so who shall I fear? He's my guide when my enemies come to fear, so who shall I be afraid? Jah is my king. So who shall I fear? He's my guide from the vampires. So who shall I be afraid?
Jah is my king.
Thank you. my God and King. Glory be to the Supreme Being, Rastafari, the Anointed One. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the Supreme Being, Rastafari, the Anointed One. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Don't you worry of people's politics. Don't you worry of the preacher man's lies. For you and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day. Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, Xabir Masagang, Ramawi Rasvatar Madani Alam, Tina Easterling, the Coast and the Gast, Sai Tubia, Tubia, Tubia.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat Sadu. Adu Amlak Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endured us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, age protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires strengthening. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties that is produced for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
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 Torah.
In
your
let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The whole place is due
for let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari.
Nothing with, nothing without you. Nothing without you, no, 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 no. I'm raising my hand, nodding my head now. Jah is so good to me, and I wave to the right, wave to the left now. Jah is so good to me, and I scream out, yeah, yeah, scream out, yeah. There is no doubt, yeah, yeah. Jah is so good to me. The love in my eyes are bubble over. Love will rest my head up on your shoulder. Oh, day and night you will watch over. And you cover me, cover me. Oh, every time I think about you. Oh, and how your loving feels so good. It feels like I can touch the sky. So I hand, nod in my head now. Jah is so good to me. And I wave to the right, wave to the left now. Jah is so good to me.
Good to me.
Yeah, so
and
good.
I scream out, The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Shalom. Let's speak a couple of first words for today's daily psalm. The Kaf Zayin, Kaf Zayin, Kaf Zayin, Kaf Zayin. Psalm 27, Psalm XXVII, Psalm XXVII. Le David, Le David, of David, of David. Superscription to today's daily psalm. It's a psalm, yes. If you look into the King James Version, before we ride up with the Royal Amharic from the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the HSV, the Book of the Seven Seals, of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, of Garmawi, Garmawi, Chayil Salasi, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Samuna Yitbarek, yes, I, blessed be the name. So here we have Le David, of David. Now, here's a couple of interesting points before we ride up, because some of these things that we find here, even in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew, Masoretic Hebrew, the Psalter, the Sefer of the Tehillim. Tehillim, in today's daily psalm, the Rolam Hark, we have Elilta, the Elilta. Hopefully we can note that when we come across that particular verse. But today's daily psalm is a psalm for the high holidays, the Isla days. Here we have the Shabbat Zakor in the season. Here the Shabbat Zakor. So here a couple of first words for this psalm in connection both with the first principles of the oracle of Ha-Elohim, the Dibrei Elohim, the what be the first principles, the objective truth, right, the objective reality, right, and then also as it applies even right here. So we have Psalm 27 for the high holidays. Now, we did audible, evergreen, you know, audible right there, you know, hope to share, you know, ones may have hopefully already heard that, but here, before we ride up with the Rolling Heart, some notes need to be noted here. Now, there's Nassim X. Let's see if we have him on the board as well, Nassim X, because perhaps he can play this before as we are seeking to coordinate. I think it's called Psalm 27, but it's in there. It's in the year. It's SOARS, something known as SOARS. It's a recession, right? R-E hyphen session, but it's from Nassim, right? A black man, you could say, who converted, as one would say, and even he acknowledged that to the Hasid or Hasid. Yehudinet or Judaism, you know, to that particular, you know, but he's done some rap and hip-hop and also some very interesting Hebrew, shared some here on the air, and also shared this particular tune here. He's with Nassim X, forget what his former, you know, rap name, but this is, you know, means miracles, you know, in the Hebrew, Nassim X with Simon Benzaquen, B-E-N-Z-A-Q-U-E-N. I mentioned that because it is the, I think it's the first, this is the first verse, and the seventh verse, is what the, I think he's Simon Ben Zalquen is the rabbi, and so he's chanting the verse, and the scene, you know, chanting these verses, verse 1 and 7, and the scene is bringing forward his lyrics, his relics regarding sores, and it's very, very interesting. I'd like to share that as well, and if you shared it already, let's just share it again, just to give ear, right, even from first hearing. So here, I think he rides up with some would, instead of the tetragrammaton, or in the lexicon, to Samariyama Tanay, with that recent, from, what was it, the 13th of March, 2019. You can get a hear, here on the Blog Talk Radio, Discipleship Radio, also the link with blogtalkradio.com, LOJ Society, and you can find those links at RastafariFoundation.org. But she brought forward a presentation and part of a research and a study on tetragrammaton in the lexicon. So now, some of the things that I'm saying right here are also going into, in some cases, in some more detail, giving some points of reference. But sometimes some Yehudi would not say the Yod Hey Wah Hey, the tetragrammaton, may say Hashem. Others will say Adonai, right? Or Doni Adonai. Some Yehudi will say Adonai in their particular pronunciation. Adonai. Now, interesting, the Adonai name also appears in some very special places, even in the Ethiopic Devasanat and the liturgy, some of the other prayer books that are used, the Devasan, some of the Ethiopic Midrash, some of the studies, Hagagoria. There's the different technical names that are used for some of these documents, but they're part of the manuscript, the true berry, so to speak, you know, of the Judeo-Christian, the growth of this Judeo-Christian faith of the King of Kings, even of we, the black Jews, of the line of the tribe of Judah, we Rastafari Yehudi of Moa Anvesa, and get it, Yehuda, yes, I, Rastafari. So here we have Lit Dawid. We would enunciate this here, just to touch on the first verse, to give one a hear, right here, Yahuwah Ori, where Yishaiya, Mimi Yira, Yahuwah Ma'oz Chayai, Mimi Efchad. Now, what we have here, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Right? Yahweh, some may say, Yahweh Ori, Yahweh Ori, Yahweh Ori, Wa Yishaiya, Mimiya Yira, Yahweh Ma'oz Chayai, Mimiya Efchad. Echad. Jah, Jehovah, is my light and my salvation. Yahweh Ori, my light, he who be, we be, my light, and Yeshua, my salvation, Yeshua, my salvation, my victory, Mimi, Ira, who, Mimi, or from who, Ira, will I fear, from who will I fear, in that sense, in the Hebrew, but whom shall I fear, Mimi, Ira, from who, Ira, will I fear? Yahuwah, Ma'oza Hayai, Mimiya Efhad. Jehovah is the stronghold of my life. Of whom? Mimi. Of who? From who? Efhad. From who? Of whom? In that sense of whom or from whom shall I, Efhad, be afraid? Be afraid. Now, KJV brings it out. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Stronghold, the strength. Ma'oz. We have Ma'oz, the Hayai, the Ma'oz. The Ma'oz is a fortified place, a place for defense, but at the root is the Oz. The Oz. We have Oz, the Uzi, my strength. Oz, strength. Ma'oz. Ma'oz is a place that's fortified. Ma'oz is a place that's strengthened, right? Like a fort. When I say fort, even in the, going to the Latin and the earlier languages, fort, fortis, strength, strong, stronghold. The stronghold of Hayai, my Hayai, my life. So this is one of the verses right here, the first verse. Now, in this psalm is seen a hymn of confidence. Even with one of the Bible softwares where they kind of have like also a little theme, you know, section bar, almost like within the Scofield Study Bible, some of the sections, you know, would have, you know, like a subsection explaining this area. It's interesting because some of those breakdowns of the section, when you look into the Hebrew, these are some of the open and closed places. Right? We also have that reflected in His Majesty's Bible when we're looking at the text and learning to read the text. Not just read the text, but also read how it's structured. So here we have, Ka'egziari hergar yallo so diferet. Ka'egziari hergar, with Egziari, the sustainer, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahweh, with he who be, who he be, yallo so diferet, the diferet, the boldness, the diferet, the confidence, the diferet, here in the good sense, the diferet, right, that a man has, that a human being has with Egziyavihar, with the sustainer, the good, the open-handed, the generous Ab, with Elohim Ha'ab, with he who be, we be. So we have this psalm, this hymn here, the hymn for the high Isleh days, holidays, Psalm 27, as a hymn of confidence, speaking of confidence. The author is confident in the victory of Adonai, his protection, itection, guidance and itection. And here he asks Ha'adon, asking the Lord, the sovereign, to vindicate him. So this is what we ask. So we're just getting some of the first words so we can give praise. It's like musicians would study the song sheet, the music sheet, the notes, would maybe reason on even interpreting the music, you know, the word, sound, power. Remember that the word is before sound. So here we have this first verse here. Jah, Jehovah is my light. He illuminates my uncertainty, cheers my outlook, and floods my troubled life with brightness. Now, in Latin, in the Latin, the Vulgate Bible, the translation is Dominus Illuminatio Mea. Dominus Illuminatio Mea. Illuminatio, Illuminatio Mea. Dominus. That the Lord is. This is the text that was chosen as the motto of Oxford. Oxford University's motto is its first word in today's daily psalm, the Kaf Zain Psalm, Psalm XXVII, Psalm 27. It's today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek. So we have, the Lord is my light. Yahuwah Ori, my light, my illumination. He enlightens my heart and my mind. He is my light and my deliverance, my salvation, my victory. We Yish'i. Light is often used as a metaphor for deliverance, a metaphor for victory, a metaphor for salvation, and the life
and the life, the baraka, that that light, that or, the or, Yawari, Yishai, my light and my salvation. We have other psalms, Psalm 37 and 6, Psalm 97 and 11, Psalm 112 and 4, Isaiah, Yeshaya, Isaias, chapter 49, verse 6, chapter 51, verse 4, and Micah, chapter 7, verse 8, where we have this connection of light. Bamarinya, we have Exiavia Verhanena Medhaniteno, Emiasarang, Mano, Exiavia Yahiwate, Metamanyawano, Emiasanegateng, Mano. Get into that as we ride up right there. But the light, my light, Berhane, my Berhane, here in the Hebrew we have Ori, Ori, my light. Another option one would say is that the light here refers as well to the divine, the divine guidance, that illumination. That illumination. You know, when they say that sunlight is the best anesthetic, did they say that anesthetic, something of that effect, that it cleans, it cleanses, thus that light, the divine guidance in Psalm 43:3 that is brought out. Whom, from whom shall I fear? This is a rhetorical question. It's not like, whom shall I fear? You sit down, oh, I fear this, I fear. No. Mimira. Because he who be, who he be, is my light, my illumination, and my Yeshua, my victory. Mimira is a rhetorical question. It anticipates the answer, no one, none. No one, none. Whom shall I fear? No one, none. Yahuwah ma'oza chayai. Mimira efchad. Efchad. He who be, who he be, is the stronghold of my life. The strength, the strong place, the fortress of my life. Mimira efchad. Of whom? Of whom? From whom shall I be afraid? Another rhetorical question here. It anticipates the answer. No one. None. Over said. Anticipate that answer, but it's an unsaid answer. Overs. Right? Because a rhetorical question. Who? From who? Because he who be, who he be, is my light, is my Yeshua, Yeshi, is the Ma'oz Chayai. Right? So that's the first verse right there that is brought forward. Right? The first verse right there in today's daily psalm. Now, what's interesting is that when we listen to the Nisim X tune, right, it's that verse, right, it's that verse, and then moving forward here to the seventh verse. But now how it's said, the first verse, I think they say Hashem. I think the Rabbi Simon Bezakwen says, Hashem Ori, Weishi, Mimi, Yah, Hashem Ma'oz Hayai, Mimi, Efchad. I think he says the Hashem. You know, others will say Adonai, Ori, Yishai, Mimi, Yira, Adonai, Ma'oz, Chayai, Mimi, Efchad, in that sense. You know, right? And, you know, as you said once again, to get a little more of a very good research and presentation of the facts, check out Mariama Tanei's The Woman Wednesday Tetragrammaton in the Lexicon. Right? So here we're at the Zain verse of today's daily psalm, Kaf Zain, at the seventh verse. And here we have Shema'ah. Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Shema'i Yahuwah, Shema'a Yahuwah, Jehovah. Here he would say, Shema Hashem, Makoli, Ekra. Hear, O Jehovah, when I call with my voice, Shema, Yahuwah, Koli, Ekra. Now, is there anything Ekra, I call. Kara, he called, to call, Kara. We have Wayikra, and he called, and Jehovah called out. A shout out to Moshe, even here as we begin Wayikra. We have Shema, Yahuwah, Koli, Ekra, Koli, my voice, Ekra, my voice, I call, I shout out to Jah, I shout out, Wechaneni, Waeneni, Wechaneni, or someone say Wechaneni, Waeneni, Wechaneni wa'eneni, and be gracious to me, be gracious to I, have mercy also upon I, and answer me. So these two verses, so what we have in today's daily psalm is the first three verses, Jah is his ally, thus the hymn of confidence, the confidence, the victory of good over evil. In verses 4 to 6, Jah his protector, verses 4 to 6. Then we get to this seventh verse. It begins off the section that is the call for help. When I call with my voice, when I shout aloud, I call out your name, Kara, Ekra, koli, my voice ekra, my voice is calling out, I'm shouting out, Shema, Shema Yahweh, Shema Yahweh, hear, O Jehovah, koli ekra, koli ekra. The change is a change in tone when we go through the verses. All right, just touching on the highlighting here, and it's unmistakable. After voicing his implicit trust, Elohim and Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, he is forced by circumstances. Circumstances make me, are forcing the situation to face the realities of his position. Shots fired. They are such as to induce him and in him a mood of prayerfulness. Calling, 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 calling with my voice, Koli Ekra. And what does he ask? Wachaneni, be gracious, have mercy, Hanan, Wachaneni, Wa'aneni, Wa'aneni, and answer, 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 answer on I and I and I behalf. So what do we have here? Now, besides those two verses, that's so that when one's the one to get it here, Nassim X tune and Simon Bezaquin. Just when you hear the Ring Hashem Ori, Weishi, Veishi, Mimi Ira, Hashem Aoz, Hayai, Mimi Efahad, and then the Shema'a Hashem, Koli, Ekra, Vehaneni, Wehaneni, Wa Ineni, or Va Ineni, as they might enunciate, just to over, just to be able to receive, you know? Hymn of Confidence, the LXX, the Septuagint. Now here we are looking at the Sefer Tehillim. It's the Hebrew, or say the Jewish today, the Psalter. Right? We're looking at this right here. And here in the introductory notes, the summary, it says, the LXX, the Septuagint, adds to, of David, Lid Dawid, the words, before he was anointed, adding before, then we have in the Royal Amharic, Saik Eba. Saik Eba, Yadawit Mezmor, Bamarinya, in the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. But here, in the Yehudi, or the Jewish, the Sefer Tehillim, they have this footer that the LXX adds to, of David, the words, before he was anointed, Saik Eba. And so dates the psalm at the time of the beginning of Saul's persecution. This psalm is thought to be the beginning of Shaul's persecution. It fits well into those circumstances, revealing a spirit of implicit confidence in Jah, Elohim, and the true good, the true God, amidst perilous conditions. The composition, it falls into two divisions, two parts. There's a second part commencing at verse 7. A distinct change of tone is discernible, which has led modern commentators to suppose, or we could say assume, that we have two separate fragments joined together. But the difference may be due to a change in mood, which is easily understandable and hopefully understandable. One can come to that overstanding. In the Yehudi ritual, the rites, the Judaic rites, even of we the black Jews, even of the line of the tribe of Judah, the psalm, the mezmor, the chant, the intonation, is and was appointed for recital daily throughout the sixth moon or the month as preparation for the advent of the new year and the Day of Atonement. Now, it's interesting, one more note here, that the adversaries that we find in verse 12 are metaphorically interpreted as the promptings to uck up, the promptings to sin, the promptings to effery, the promptings to falling short, missing the mark. To sin, chatat, from which deliverance is sought. Now that's an interesting note right there, because one might have imagined that it's just speaking about like the so-called outer, you know, the outer enemies or adversaries, but it's also that which is within we is being addressed right here. Yes, I. So we ride up, riding up, give thanks and praise. Today's daily song. First three verses, that touch on the first verse? Yeah, let's touch on this verse here. When evildoers came upon me to eat my flesh, even mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Bikrov alai miyaraim le'ekola eta besari araya we'oiraya li heima kashlu we'naflu. They stumbled, hema, they, kashlu, they stumbled, with naflu, and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, against I, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against I, even then will I be confident, will I be eifident. Im kachne alai. Machne lo yira levi, imatakum alai milhamma.
Bezot ani boteach. Ani boteach. Ani. Bezot. In this ani. In this I. Boteach. Boteach. Is confident. Is eifident. Even in this. In this. Confident in the victory. The victory of good over Eve, 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 over Eve.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear.
Here's a Nassim X tuning right up the roll. I'm hard. It goes to verse by verse of today's psalm, Psalm 27. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here, here, Nassim X and Simon Bezaquen. Stay tuned. Yes, I.
Master been getting on me all day, but my feet got sores, and I ain't getting the proper rest sleeping next to dogs when they bark. All night long, my fingertips is bleeding from them thorns picking cotton. And my brother's in the house, he's spoiled rotten. Yeah, he the product of my mama, but he's the seed of the plant owner, the one who hung my father. And he, I am the honor, but inside I want to slaughter, full of rage. A nightmare I can't explain. Would write it down, but I can't even write my name. Oh, freedom, bring joy, my pain. Now do I pray to God? Or the conjurer, seen others die from escape plans they conjured up. Sitting on the plantation, contemplating. No cures for these sores, only more hatred. If I can dream for a little bit, I dream about getting away. Wanna go far away from this place. Let me free so I can find my way. The sores won't fade, they will always remain. I know one thing's for sure. Truck, and if it wasn't for my trade, it would be us. I'm staring at my mother in the line, and it's for the last time. And I know it in my mind, but I can't let them see me cry. Cause I seen another man do it, and he's no longer alive. The orchestra is playing, you can see the fear amongst them. They wear it on their faces, heart racing. They awake me in the dawn, they beating me, kicking me, putting numbers on my arm, but I'm strong. I have to be, because I'm never leaving. Will I die by the bullet, or cause I haven't eaten? Forsaken by my God, so I feel. Cause if he heard us in Egypt, why can't he hear us here? After concentration, contemplating. No cures for these sores, only more hatred. If I can dream for a little bit, I dream about getting away. Wanna go far away from this place. Let me free so I can find my way. The stars won't fade, they will always remain. I know one thing's for sure, that we won't let it happen.
Shema Hashem Koli Ekra Vech.
koneni vaneni shema shem koli ekra vekoneni vaneni
Verse. It's a little extra, but hopefully for the first day service, we can share that if we have the time here on the Ian and the Iron, but right here, here, here. Yes, Rastafari.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Should we go with Barrington, Levi, or should we go with Tenasaw? Right here, 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 Tenasaw. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 27, Abraham Chabudah. Yes, I, Roland Harik. Right here, here, here.
Mazmur Hayasidis. بكنف هيا سبع سايك أباي داوي ثمزم اكزياب هير برهاني النام داني تينو يم ياسفر راين مان نو اكزياب هير يهيو تيمة تامن يوانو يم ياسدن اكتن مان نو كفو چاة اناكي و چه تلاتو چم سقايني بلو زند بك عربو جزي انرسو تساناكلو ناودكو سراو تيم بسفر بني لبياي فرام سلفم بالنساب بني بزيه تمام منال اكزيابيرن عنديت نگر لمن ارسوانم مشال بهيوتي زمن هلو باكزيابير بيت نورزن زيابيرن دس يم ياسنيونم ايزن مقدسونم ملكت زن بمكرايك ان بدنقانو سورون يالنا بدنقانو مششجيا ششجون يالنا بالتلاي كف كف عدرقون يالنا انه اهم بزوريا بالو بطلاتو تشلاي راسين كف كف ادرغا بدنكوانوم يللتا مسواتن سوا لاغزابير قنيالو ازمر لسمالو ابيتو ودانت يچوفوتن قالين سماي مارينينا دمتي انت فيتين اشوت بالك غزي ابيتو فيتهن شالو لبي انتناده فيتهن كني اتسو تقوطته كباري عفقك قطبه ردات هوني عطت عليني يمدهاني تيم عملاك بوي عطت وين عباتي ناناتي تتويني اللنا بزيابير جنتك قبلي عبيتو منجدهن استمري سلت الاتو تيم بكنا منجد مري يهست مسكرو تينا متأنوش تنستو بني اللنا لت الاتو تيفك عدات تستي يجزيابيرن چرنت بهيوان مدر ايزند امنان يجزيابيرن تسفادرد برتا لبهم مسنا يجزيابيرن تسفادرد
Yes, 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 yes. Let's ride off the world. I'm hard great here, here, yeah. Teach
me, teach me, teach me, teacher. Teach high and I am a teacher. Teach me, teach me, teach me, teacher. Teach high and I am a teacher.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memeles, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menage, you know.
But bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
Yes, 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 Salamta, Anais Taling, today's daily psalm. According to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, Haya Sabat. Mezmor Haya Sabat. And its theme, Ekziavi Hergar, Yallo So Difret. The confidence of a man, of a human being, with Ekziavi Heru, sustain of the good, the generous, open handed Father, Yod Hey Wehei, who be we be, His Divine Majesty. Confidence. It's a hymn of confidence, the confidence, so as I said, the eifidence, the confidence of the victory of good over evil. Ekziavi Hergar, Yallo So Difret. Confidence that a man has with the sustainer. Here, today's daily psalm is Mezmore Dawit from the Psalter, from the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the HSV, the Haile Selassie Version, the Metzhaf Kedus of Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Weep not, make I and I behold, and Sama, 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 Samu, Samunye. Yes, I make I write up. Esma Av, well, it will manifest Kedus, Ahadu Amlak, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source in Jamalan. We begin. Today's daily psalm is Mor Haya Sabat, Psalm 27. Superscription here in the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the HSV, the Haile Selassie Version, says, Psych Eba, Psych Eba. As we had noted when in the Sefer Tehillim from the Judaic, the Hebraic, that the LXX was said to have added to the words of David, le David, in the Hebrew, the words, before he was anointed. Here we have in the Metzhaf Kedus, Psych Eba, before being anointed, yet David Mezmor. Now, why is this important? This is important because this dates today's daily psalm from the Mezmore Dawit, the Psalms of David, to the time and at the time of the beginning of Saul's persecution and false prosecution, and fitting well with those circumstances and situations, and revealing a spirit, the irid of implicit confidence, that confidence in the sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed Father, amidst perilous conditions. Let it be noted that today's daily psalm, this composition, is said to be in two parts. There's two main parts. There's a second part that is said to commence, that commences at verse 7. Second part that commences at verse 7 in today's daily psalm. A distinct change of tone is also and should be discerned, which has led some, as we mentioned, commentators to suppose or assume that we have two separate fragments that were joined together. Now, the difference may be due to a change of mood from major to minor mood, which is easily understandable. And once again, the psalm here in the season, right, according to Ainai roots, even we the black Jews, Rastafari Yehudi of the line of the tribe of Judah, that this psalm in the ancient time was appointed for recital daily throughout the 6 months as preparation for the advent of the new year and the Day of Atonement. And the adversaries, we're going to touch on the adversaries, enemies, verse 12, metaphorically interpreted as the promptings of chatiat, of sin, of lack, of forfeiture, of missing the mark, of uckery, from which the deliverance, the deliverance, the victory is sought. So make an eye right up. Uter ant. Ekziavihir Darhanena Medhaneteno. Yemias Sarain Mano. Ekziavihir Yahiwate Metaminyawano. Yemias the Negatain Mano. The Lord, Ekziavi, the sustainer, is my light and my salvation. Burhanena, Burhane, Burhane, my light na and Burhanena Medhaneteno. And my Medhanit, Medanit, my Medhanit, Medhaneteno, and my salvation, my saving, Yemias Farain, that which causes me fear, Yemias Farain, Mano, who is it? because Exiaviher Burhanina Medhanteno. Yem Yasfrain Mano Exiaviher Yahiwate Metaminyawano. Yem Yas the Negatang Mano Exiaviher the Sustainer, the good, the generous, open handed Ab Father, is the strength of my life. We have here Yahiwate, Hiwet, life, Hiwate, my life, Yahiwate, of my life, Metamenyawa, Metamenyawa, is the sure place, the confidence, the trust, right? It's the trust of her trust, Metamenyawa, wa, Metamenyawa, of her, Nawu, he be. Yemias denegetain, mano, yemias denegetain, mano, of whom? Who will cause me to be in a mental state of shock? Yemias denegetain, dengate, mano, yemias denegetain, mano, of whom shall I be afraid? Kuter hulet, verse 2. Kufuoch aschenaki oche talatochem, sigayena yebeluzen, bekarabu gize. When the wicked, Kufuoch, when the Kufuoch, the wicked, the ratchet, the Kufuoch, even mine enemies and my foes, Asach Nakiwoche, those who cause I distress, anxiety, Telatochem, and my haters, the enemies, foes, Sigayin Yibeluzen. Came in the time when they came or when they have come, when they come upon I to eat up my flesh. The beasts, like wild beasts, devouring their prey. They stumbled, they themselves, and fell, and fell. Source, verse 3. Selfima binesabin bezie tamamenalo. Though an host should encamp against me, against I, Sarawit, workers, laborers, a host. Sarawitim and a host be safurbin, encamping against I, libe, my heart, Aitharam. My heart shall not fear. Selfim and war, selfim and war be nesabim. The war should rise, be nesabim, bing against I, bezi in this itamamenalu, bezi itamamenalu. In this I will be confident, I will be trusting, right? I'll be confident. Kuta arat, verse 4. Exiabiharina and dita negar lemenhut, arsuane mishalo. Behiwete zemen hulu be gziabiharbeit norzen. Exiabiharina desim yasa senyunima aizen. Mekadesu nim meleket zen. One thing have I desired of Exiabihar, the stain of the good, the generous of Exiabiharin, and dita negar lemenhut. Arswanim ishalo, that will I seek after. I will seek after her. Arswanim ishalo, that I may dwell in the house of Egeziavir all the days of my life. Behiwete zemen hulu be Egeziavir beit in Norzen, to behold the beauty of Egeziavir and to inquire in his temple. Ekziavihrinna desim yasenya winima aizen. That which causes Ekziavihr to see, to behold, that which causes Ekziavihr sustainer joy and happiness. Ekziavihrin desim yasenya winim aizen. To see, aizen. Ekziavihrin desim yasenya winim aizen. Mekdesunim, mekdesu, his holy place. The mekdesunim, and his holy place in meleket zen. To pay attention to and inquire, to apply a meleket zen myself in his mekdesu nim meleket zen. Kuter amist, verse 5. The Mekarayek and Bedinquanu a Soronyalina, Bedinquanu, Mashashagia, Sheshigonyalina, Alatalai Kaskefa Dergonyalina. For in the time, in the hour of trouble, the Mekarayi, my Mekara, Mekarayi, in my time of trouble, Mekarayi, and the day, the time of my trouble, Bedinquanu. So Ronyalina, he has hidden I, for he has hidden I, in I day of trouble, he has hidden I, he shall hide I in his pavilion, in his tent, Bedin Kwanu, so Ronyalina, Bedin Kwanuma, Meshashigia, Sheshkonyalina, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he, has he caused I to be hidden, fled away place. It's interesting, the hide in the first, the KJV has hide in both places. So Ronyalina we have, and we have Sheshgonyalina here in this fifth verse. For he concealeth me in his pavilion, his tent, in the day of my trouble. He hideth me in the covert of his tent, the secret place of his tent. He lifted me up upon a rock. Be'alet lai kaf adargonyalina, has made me high. He shall set I up upon a rock, has made I high upon the rock. Kuter sidist, verse 6. Inahu ahun bezuria balu betelatochelai rasin kef kef adarrege bedin kwanuma ya ililta meswa itina soau leg ziavi herre kenyalo izemirletamalo. And now, behold, inahu, we have in the royal heart, inahu, behold. Ahun, now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Be Zuriya, Balu, those who are, Betelatochelai upon my haters. Rasin, my head, Kef, Adarrega, he has made my head. He's the lifter up. He's the lifter up of my Rastafari. Neho, ahun bezuria balu betelatochelai rasin kef adarrega bedin kwanum ye iluta mesowa itina soal. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy bedin kwanum, and in his tent. Bedin kwanum ye iluta, the tehillim. Even from the Sefer Tehillim, hallelujah, ye iluta meswa'it, the sacrifice of iluta, of joy, of praises, the Tehillim, sacrifice the thanks and praises, sawahu, I will offer, le'egaziyavi harik enyalo, izemir letamalo, I will sing, I will compose, ikenyalo, I will compose, le'egaziyavi har, for the stain of the good, the generous Ab, Father, yea, izemir letamalo, and I will chant. So he's saying, I will compose compositions, and I will perform it, because the mezmor is something that we do. Kuter sabat, verse 7, abetu, wad ante, ye chohirutin nakale, Lena Siman Marena Dimteng. Here Abitu, I Father, I Abo, Ab of the base, Father of the house, when I cry with my voice, whether towards Ante, speaking to he who be, we be, directly towards the I, Ante, towards the I, male, whether Ante, yet Chohutin, when I shout that which I have shouted, Kale, Kalein, my word in them heart, the Kale, like the Koli, the voice, the word, Kalein, Semang, hear the word of my shout, Yechohutin, Kalein, Semang, Mareng, be mercy, show mercy, have mercy. Mercy I, Mareng na, and Adim Tain, and pay attention. Pay answer I, in the sense of really paying attention. My paying attention to Ale, my word. Kutar cement, verse 8. Ante fiten shuta balih gize, abetu fiten shalo libe antenale. When thou saidest, When thou saidest, seek ye my face, ante fitena shuta balihigize, my heart said to thee, I, thy face, abirtu, thy father's father, O Ab of the Beit, will I seek, abirtu, fitehin shalo, leben anten ale. Interesting, the construction here, you know, the I, yes, I, my heart said the I, fitehin, your face, abirtu, abirtu, fitehin, your face is shalo, I will seek, lebe, my heart, anten, said the I, ale, my heart said the I, my heart is the I, kutere zetem, verse 9, fitehin, pene atasur, hide not thy face far from I. Fitehin, fiteh, thy face. Fitehin, kaine, kaine from I. Kaine atasawur, atasawur. Don't hide your face from I. Tekwateteh, kabariyahefek ekatabel. Put not thy servant, Baria, Kabaria, put not thy servant away, away in anger. You being angry, tekwetete, Kabaria, fek eka atabel. Don't put your servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, redat, redato huneng, huneng, be for I, redat, redat huneng, huneng. Huneng, be for me, be for me, be for I. Redata huneng, atet alenyem, atet alenyem, and don't leave me, don't cast me down. Atet alenyem, don't throw me down. My garbage, don't leave me. Atet alenyem, ye medhanete mamlakoi. Oh, source, amlak of medhanete, of my salvation. Ye medhanete mamlakoi, atetawin. Atatawin, don't leave, don't forsake, leave me not, neither forsake I, O source of my, of I, salvation. Kutar Asr, verse 10. Abate na natea tetawinyalina, ekziavi hergin, tek ebeleng. When my father, Abate, 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 my Abat, Abate, Inna, and Inat, my mother, Inate, Abate, Inna, Inate, Tetaunyalina, when they leave, I, Tetaunyalina, Egeziavihir, sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our father, Gin. However, Egeziavihir, Tek Ebeleng, Tek Ebeleng. Here, King James KJV says, then the Lord, Egeziavihir, will take me up. Take everlane. Take everlane mean he will kabbalah I. He will receive. He will receive I. Abate na na te te taunyalena. Egeziavi hergin. Take everlane. Kuter asara and verse 11. Abirtu, menaged dehina astem reng. Silat alatochema bek ena menged merang. Teach me thy way, Abirtu. Abirtu, menged dehin astem reng. And lead me in a plain, a straight path. Bekena menged merang, 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 merang. Lead I in a straight path. Bekena menged sile telatochem. And because of my enemies, and because of my enemies, because of my enemies, sile telatochem. Bekena menged merang. Put asara, asara hulet, verse 12. Yeah, has said that Mr. Karoch Namet and Yot Tanessa, Tanessa Towing, Tanessa Tobinyalina, let Ratochefekar, artist ang. Yeah, has said that Mr. Karoch Namet and Yot Tanessa Tobinyalina, let Ratochefekar, artist ang. Deliver me not over to the will of mine enemies. Deliver me not over to the will. Let Talatoche Fekad Atistang. Don't deliver me to the will of my enemies. For false witnesses, yeah, Haset, Haset, Mr. Karoch, na. Witnesses, Mr. Karoch. Witnesses and Ametenyoch, Ametenyoch, Ametenyoch. And false witnesses and lawless rebel, or rebellious one, rebels, lawless ones, Amit Enyoch, Tenesato Binyalina, are risen up against I. King James has right here, and such as breathe out cruelty. We see Ametenyo, which says Misukorochina Ametenyo, Haseta Misukorochina, false, lying witnesses, and Ametenyo. Those must be those who breathe out cruelty, the lawless ones, the rebel ones. Puter Asara Sos, verse 13. Yeah, gziavi rinna cherneta beh yawana midra aizen amnalo. I have fainted unless I had believed, admitted as truth, had faith to see the goodness of Egeziavi Her in the land of the living. Yeah, Egeziavi Herin, Chernet, goodness, generosity, open-handedness. Yeah, Egeziavi Herin, Chernet. The goodness, the open-handedness of the sustainer of the good, the excellent, the open-handed father, the Hiyawana Midr, in the living land, the land of the living, the Hiyawan, living Midr, living one's land, Aizen, to see Amnalo. Now, it's interesting right here, because looking over them hard, the sense of I had fainted, you don't see the I had fainted, you know, part right there, you know, but the context here, you know, I have faith to see in the land of the living, the goodness, the generosity of the Gziavi Her of Sustainer. Kutar Asara Arat, verse 14. Gziavi Herin Tesfadrig Barta Libihima Yitzna. Gziavi Herin Tesfadrig Adrig. Wait, hope. Do expect, tesfa, hope, expectation, tesfa, adrig, do hope, do expect, egziavi harin, the sustainer, do expect, he who be, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, the sustainer, expect upon him, expect on he who be, who he be, his divine match, expect on egziavi, the sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed Ab, father, hope, in that sense, egziavi harin, tesla adrig, and no, the KJV says wait, right, but wait is speaking to the nefesh, to the soul, berta, good courage, be of good courage, Berta, be of good courage, Libihim, and your Libih, and your male heart, Libihim, Yitzna, strengthen, right, he will strengthen, Yitzna, and he will strengthen your heart, because you hope, you expect in the sustainer, and Berta, because you take good courage, Libihim, Yitzna, and he shall strengthen the eye's heart, Egeziavi Harin, Tesfa Adrig. Wait, expect, I say, the sustainer, the good, the generous,
መዝሙር 26 በቅንፍ 27 ሳይቀባ የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ብርሃኔና መዳኒቴ ነው የሚያስፈራኝ ማን ነው እግዚአብሔር የሕይወቴ መታመኛዋ ነው የሚያስደነግጠኝ ማን ነው ክፉዎች አስጨናቂዎቼ ጠላቶቼም ሥጋዬን ይበሉ ዘንድ በቀረቡ ጊዜ እነርሱ ተሰናከሉና ወደቁ ሰራዊትም ቢሰፍርብኝ ልቤ አይፈራም ሰልፍም ቢነሳብኝ በዚህ እተማመናለሁ እግዚአብሔርን አንዲት ነገር ለመንኩት እርሷንም እሻለሁ በሕይወቴ ዘመን ሁሉ በእግዚአብሔር ቤት ኖር ዘንድ እግዚአብሔርን ደስ የሚያሰኘውንም አይ ዘንድ መቅደሱንም እመለከት ዘንድ በመከራዬ ቀን በድንኳኑ ሰውሮኛልና በድንኳኑም መሸሸጊያ ሸሽጎኛልና ባለት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ አድርጎኛልና እነሆ አሁን በዙሪያ ባሉ በጠላቶቼ ላይ ራሴን ከፍ ከፍ አደረገ በድንኳኑም የልልታ መስዋዕትን ሰዋው ለእግዚአብሔር ቀኛለሁ እዘምርለትም አለሁ አቤቱ ወደ አንተ የጮኹትን ቃሌን ስማኝ ማረኝና አድምጠኝ አንተ ፊቴን እሹት ባልክ ጊዜ አቤቱ ፊትህን እሻለሁ ልቤ አንተን አለ። ፊትህን ከኔ አትሰውር፣ ተቆጠተህ ከባሪያ ፈቀቅ አትበል። ረዳት ሁነኝ አትጣለኝም። የመድኃኒቴም አምላክ ሆይ አትተወኝ፣ አባቴና እናቴ ትተውኛልና፣ እግዚአብሔር ግን ተቀበለኝ። አቤቱ መንገድህን አስተምረኝ፣ ስለ ጠላቶቼም በቀና መንገድ ምራኝ። የሐሰት ምስክሮችና አመፀኞች ተነስተውብኛልና ለጠላቶቼ ፈቃድ አትስጠኝ። የእግዚአብሔርን ቸርነት በሕያዋን ምድር አይ ዘንድ አምናለሁ። እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ አድርግ፣ በርታ፣ ልብህም ይጽና። እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ አድርግ።
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up, right up here for this sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Shalom, Chaberim, Shalom. Rastafari Hasidim, here. We're in the third book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's known as Leviticus. And here's the metaphysics of Leviticus. Here, thine eye, Rastafari sabbatical studies. And for this Shabbat and these Shabbats here, we're in the third book of Moses, of Moshe,
called Leviticus. We know this as Vayikra, Vayikra. Some enunciate it as Vayikra, Vayikra. We enunciate it according to the Afro-Shemitic, we the black Jews, Yehudi, Rastafari, Yehudi, of the line of the tribe of Yehuda. We enunciate it as Vayikra, Vayikra. And he called, because Jah, Jehovah, Hashem called out, Adonai called out from the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation. So here, this third book of the Bible, it contains a summary of all the rules and ceremonies pertaining to the ministry, right, of the Israelitish priests, of the Hebrew priests, some would say of the Jewish priests, but from the context of Moshe, they would be the Levite, actually the Levites. We have the Kohanim from the sons of Aaron and his sons, the Kohanim, Aaron the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, the likeness of the Moshiach. As we mentioned before, that Aaron and his sons were what we can call the Hebrew Christians. They were the Meshachawiyan, they were the anointed ones. Then we had the Levites. So we have the Aaronic priests, the Levitical priests, but the Aaronic priests. Remember, Aaron is a Levite, but there's a distinction that needs to be made between the priest, the Kohanim, and the Lewawiyan, or the Levites. But the link with Leviticus is very, very close here, as they both are of the tribe of Lewi, Levi. Now, this book, third book of Moses, pertains to the activities of the Israelite Ish and Isha, the Israelitish people, right? The Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel, but in particular the Bani Yisrael. Now, not all of the Torot, the laws, the direction, instructions laid down in this book concern what we call today and nowadays so-called, quote, religion, end quote. We got to get into what is religion and whose religion is it? I mean, what word is this? What word do we use in the scripture to describe what they call religion? But what we call nowadays in the general religion, right? Many of the Torot, or the Torahs, we could say the laws, the direction, instructions are instructions, rules of health, rules of health, social conduct, and so forth. Now, metaphysically, Leviticus, here the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called the Sefer Vayikra, and in English, LXX, we have Leviticus. Now we have Leviticus, metaphysically speaking, the real, the inner spiritual law of life and liberty, of health, of shalom, of salam, of peace, of plenty, and of true spiritual understanding. Again, the roots, the understanding, right? Then we have the understanding, bring us that overstand, that overcoming. But we have the spiritual roots and the worship, right? What's known as worship, the worship. Now, back of the outer letter. So we have the outer letter of the law. Let's note that here. We have the outer letter of the law, back of the endless rules, seemingly endless rules, many rules, restrictions, and ceremonies of an outer, what we can call an outer religion, that binds, and according to Romans chapter 7, verses 9 and 10, it leads to death. There is the real serving of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity in spirit, which leads to life, the true liberty, to all good. Now we have 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. So just touching a little here on Leviticus. Now, to get to the real root of Leviticus is to get to Lewi. Who is Levi? Levi, very, very important to get to the root. Lewi, Levi, joining, clinging, wreathing, entwining, enfolding, also uniting and loving. Leah's third son by Yaakov, the patriarch, Abinu Yaakov, father Jacob. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined to me because I have borne him three sons. Lewi is the third son, and here we have the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Leviticus. Therefore his name was called Lewi, Levi. Right? Now, Lewi is the root of Leviticus, which is belonging to Lewi, belonging to Levi. Now, it's very, very important for us to get the roots and the groundation of Leviticus, the third book, more to come. Chabarim, Chassidim, yes, I. Stay tuned and stay in tune, brothers and sisters. The Rastafari Rapture on the air, Rastafari Radio on the Blog Talk Radio. For the times and listing, Rastafari groundation.org, and also I and I, you know, on the IG and elsewhere as well. Just link. Stay in tune, brothers and sisters. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Here we are in Leviticus. Yes, I, the third book of Moses, known as Leviticus.
So here on the ear and in the eye right here, Shabbat Shalom, and Salam here for the After Shabbat podcast. The RSS here, the RSS number 25, the Rastafari Sabbatical Study, here at the 25th Sabbatical Reading and Feeding the Manna, the Angel's Bread. Here we have Tzav, ancient pointing, modern Hebrew, Tzav, Shabbat, Tzav, Shabbat, Tzav. Bamarinya, Senbet, the Senbet to say Shabbat in the royal Amharic, Izazacho brings out a fuller sense of the Hebrew, command them. Moses, Moshe is being commanded to command. Who? You know, it's who. In other words, the basic who, what, where, why, when, and also we get the how right here. But here, for an overview before we ride up, we got like 11 minutes before we go into like the third hour, is Rastafari student, where we are, you know, testing the technology, you know, working out certain things. So it's also being broadcast here for ones and ones in the blog talk live streaming. The live streaming usually gives like the first like 2 hours, and the third hour, we call it the grace hour, where we're going to ride up, hopefully, Jah willing. Looking forward to the first day service, a.k.a. the Sunday service at the 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check for the times and listings in your areas. Censuses to the east, west, north, and south. Shalom to those all over. Yes, I'm giving ear right here. So here we pick up with Leviticus chapter 6, verse 8, here for the second reading here in the third book, chapter 6, verse 8 to chapter 8, verse 36. We also have the prophet's reading, known as the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, Jeremiah chapter 7, focus verses, verse 21 to chapter 8, verse 3, as well as Jeremiah chapter 9, focus verses 22 to 24. Just FYI, this Shabuah was Purim on the 16th to the 17th. We didn't really focus on that right there, but hopefully we can have a reason. What was interesting is that we have Shushan Purim. Purim actually means lots, almost like dice, like a rolling of the dice. It's not one of the seven appointed days of Jehovah as we are heading into that season as Pesach, Passover is coming forward. We have a special Shabbat here, the Shabbat, if I'm correct, is our core of remembrance here, right? As we're looking forward to the Shabbat coming, you know, or to the high Shabbat, the Shabbaton. It's another sort of Shabbat. It's like a Sabbath of Sabbaths, the holy days, as the Sabbath is the first of the holy days or the appointments. Keep in mind the word appointments, the word Moed, Moedim, the appointments, the appointed place, the appointed time, you know, the act, the place, you know, the reason for the season. But here, the reason for this season right here, we have the after the Shabbat, the Aliyot coming forward in about 7 or so minutes. We have the New Testament, the Brit Chadasha reading, the New Covenant readings as well. New Covenant reading, Hebrews chapter, the Epistle to the Hebrews, which is very important because in the Epistle to the Hebrews, understanding the phi cycle and the metaphysical. We see the metaphysical or the new covenant. We can say the eiritical being brought out according to the pattern. So pattern recognition is very important here. So we have Hebrews, Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 23 to chapter 8, verse 6. So a basic overview right here for this Torah reading and feeding. We have instructions concerning sacrifices. There's further instructions, getting into details, and also the rites of ordination, the consecration of the priest, the consecration of the Messiahites, or to say the Hebrew Christians. I emphasize that because in the Old Testament sense, right, in the OT or the Old Testament sense, only Aaron and his sons were the anointed ones. I'm going to zoom in on that. And why is that important when we come to a new covenant with Yeshua HaNotri, Yeh Nazaretu Yesus, Jesus of Nazareth, being I and I high priest, and I and I being called as that kingdom of the priesthood in the new covenant sense, paying attention to the pattern at the foundation. The prophet's reading, Jeremiah chapter 7, right around about verse 16, it points out the people's disobedience, their hard of hearing, or their hearing without comprehension. You know, we'll get into the details of that right there. They heard some things, as we hear some things, but this is why it says to study, to shoot yourself approved, to hail him to the power. Here. Portion commentary briefly right here on one of the themes, Chaburim. Keeping the fire burning, itinual fire, keeping that fire lit, keeping it burning and burning, right? Look at oil in my lamp, keep it burning. Pato Bantan has a tune, keep a little oil in the lamp, keep it burning. That there goes with the Hanukkah, where one day's worth of oil is said to have lasted for 8 days, a Shabuah plus one day, bringing I and I to the first day, looking forward to the first day service. Here. So the altar, which altar are we speaking of? We're speaking of the brazen altar. There's two altars. There's the golden altar of Aishin, which has a special significance to I and I cultures and the faithful Rastafari in light of what I and I namesake, the Rastafari Kadamawi Haile Selassie, said to I and I. For my part, I glory in the Bible. So I and I, the namesake, to bring glory to that name, right? Therefore, also, let's study and see His Majesty's glory. So we have the altar of Aishin, the altar of incense. This is the great worship in the church or in the tent. There is the altar in the outer court, which is the brazen altar. So we begin there, even at the feet, the brazen feet of the Moshiach, according to the revelation. So the altar fire, the fire of the altar, holy fire, Isla, set apart fire. It was ignited by the presence, the face, the perception of Hailahim of the power, the true good, the true God, Yahweh, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One. Blessed be He, blessed be the name. This sacred set apart fire. Now it's interesting, fire as well. We have fire as well. Well, I want to bring out the fire. It has it's a feminine word, Aish, but then it also has a masculine sense. So to see the divine double helix, the male and the female polarity of the Almighty, as He says, let us make man, the human being, in our image and after our likeness, and male and female, He created them. So the fire, the sacred fire, was never to be extinguished. Quote, the fire on the altar is to be kept burning, burning on it, burning in it. The fire, the Aish, Isat in the Amharic, Aish in the Hebrew, shall be kept burning continually, itinually on the altar, on the Mizbeach. In the Hebrew, Mizbeach is the place of sacrifice, the altar. It is not to go out. This is from Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 to 13. Brief commentary right here. Now, HaTorah, the Torah, the directions, instruction, looking at the whole volume. Now, in the whole volume, there are Torot, there are Torahs, there are particular directions, instructions regarding certain things. So we say additional laws, additional directions, they are known as Torot. But overall, right, we're speaking about HaTorah, the direction, instruction says that the priests, HaKohanim, the anointed ones, all of the priests are Levites, but not all of the Levites are priests. So the priests use flames from the altar, HaMizbeach, to light HaMenorah, to light the menorah. It's interesting because the menorah actually has a feminine polarity. So we're going to balance the equation here. So we have the menorah, right? And they use the coals from HaMizbeach, the altar, the brazen altar, the copper, the brazen altar, to burn the aishins, the gittaret, the aishins on the golden altar, the altar of great worship, and also the cannabis connection, both with the aishins as one of the elements of the ingredients of the aishins and the anointing oil. So the fire brought from some other source, some other resource, somewhere else, other than the altar, is referred to as strange fire. Keep that in mind as we move forth in the Dab and the Bihu. Why do they get burnt, the two sons of Aharon? He had four sons. Two of them get burnt as we move forward in the reading and feeding right here, here, here. Taking heed, here, here, here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Reminder, reminder, reminder. Call in, call in, call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. 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 Call in, call in, call in. Call in. Call. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. One.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Baruch atah Adonai. Jah!
Rastafari.
Jah! Hey, here's the Baraka, the blessing before the reading of HaTorah. Here, here, here.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak. Le'olam wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak. Le'olam wa'ad. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim Winatan Lanu Et Torato Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Yeah, Rastafari, live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Jah. Jah. Jah.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruch et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak. Le'olam vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim. Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh. Noten ha-torah. Bless Yahweh, the blessed one. Blessed is Yahweh, the blessed one, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our almighty King of the universe. who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Ja, al-Selassie Ainusan, al-Selassie Ainusan, al-Selassie Ainusan.
Joy by night light, night night be a testament to the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you not read up your Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, shalom, chavarim, shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shemet salam. The aliyah for this, the going up, the reed, the offering, the Hebraic anaphora, the aliyah for this 25th, the kaf hey, the 25th. Sabbatical study, and for this Shabbat Strong and I cycle of Torah portion reading and feedings, in the cycle of Torah portion reading and feeding sabbatical studies, so this Rastafari Sabbath Strong, we have Tzau, 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 sometimes enunciated by other Yehudi as Tzav, but more correctly as Tzau, Tzau, Tzade, Wow, Tzau. So here we're riding up with this Torah portion reading and feeding, Beshem Ha'av, Weh Habein, Weh Ruach Ha Kadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Here, touching on the Hebrew first words here, reading Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 6. We're picking up with verse 8 to Leviticus chapter 8, verse 36. Why daberi Yahuwah il Moshe leimor? Zal et aherona wa et abenayo leimor. Zota torata haola hi haola ala mokda ala ha mizbeyach kol ha laila ad ha boker we eisha ha mizbeyach tukad baua baua baua. Here picking up the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus. The law of the offerings, the ola, ha-ola, the burnt offerings, verse 8. And the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, exiav, he had the sustainer of the good, the excellent, spake to Moshe, saying, why daberi Yahuwah il Moshe lemor, command, zau, zau, is a zacho, zau, command, Aaron and his sons saying, Tzau, et aherona we et banayo leimor. This is the law of the burnt offering. This is the law of the burnt offering. Zot, torata ha ola. It is the burnt offering. Hi ha ola, 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 ola. Because of the burning upon the altar all night to the morning. Ala mokada ala ha mizbeyach kol ha laila ad ha boker. And the fire with eish, and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it with eish ha mizbeyach tukad boa. And HaKohen and the priest shall put on his linen garment, and his linen breeches shall he put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar, the altar, the altar. And he shall put off his garments, and put on other garments, and carry forth the ashes without the camp to a clean place. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And HaKohen and the Kohen and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the shalamim, of the peace offerings, the dechinet ha-mesuait, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. The law of the offerings. Second item, the meat, or more correctly, the meal. The meal offerings. The meat, more correctly, the meal offering. Mincha, mincha. The mincha, the mincha, mincha, verse 14. And this is the law of the mincha, the mincha, the meal, the meat offerings, the meal offerings, the grain offerings. The sons of Aharon shall offer it lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, lifnei HaMizbeach, before the altar. And he shall take of it his handful of the flour of the meal offering and of the oil thereof and all the frankincense which is upon the meal offering and shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savor, even the azkara, the memorial of it, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And the remainder thereof shall Aharon u'Benayo, Aaron and his sons, eat. With unleavened bread shall it be eaten in the holy place. In the court of the tabernacle of the congregation they shall eat it. It shall not be baken with leaven. I have given it to them for the portion of my offerings made by fire. It is most holy, most set apart, as is the chatat, the sin offering, and as the trespass offering. All the males among the children of Aharon shall eat of it. It shall be a statute forever in your generations concerning the offerings of Jehovah made by fire. Everyone that toucheth them shall be holy, Isla, set apart. The priest HaKohanim, Kahinat, Kahinatu, meal offering, Ehil Korban, Mincha, verse 19. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, spake to Moses, Leimor, saying, this is the offering of Aharon and of Benayo, his sons, which they shall offer, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah in the day when he is anointed, when he is Messiah. The tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, mincha, mincha, offering perpetual. Half of it in the morning, the boker, and half thereof at the night, laila. In a pan it shall be made with oil, shemen. When it is bacon, thou shalt bring it in, and the bacon pieces of the meal offering shalt thou offer for a sweet savor, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, of his sons that is anointed, is Messiah, in his stead shall offer it. It is a statute forever, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. It shall be wholly burnt, completely burnt. For every mincha, mincha, meal offering, ehil korban, grain offering, for HaKohen, the priest, shall be wholly, completely burnt. It shall not be eaten. The law of the offerings. The law of the offerings, third item, the chatat, the sin offering, verse 24. And Yahuwah spake to Moses, saying, speak to Aharon u'Benayo and his sons Leimor, saying, this is the Torah, this is the law, direction, instruction of the chatat, the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed, shall the chatat, the sin offering, be killed, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. It is most holy, most isla, most set apart. HaKohen, the priest that offereth it for chatat shall eat it. In the place shall it be eaten, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation, aggregation. Whatsoever shall touch the flesh thereof shall be wholly set apart. And when there is sprinkled of the blood Hadam thereof upon any garment, thou shalt wash that whereon it was sprinkled in the holy, the isle, the set apart place. But the earthen vessel wherein it is sodden shall be broken. And if it be sodden in a brazen pot, it shall be both scoured and rinsed in water. All the males among HaKohanim, the priests, shall eat thereof. It is most holy, most set apart. And no chatat, no sin offering, whereof any of the blood, Hadam, is brought into the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, to reconcile with all. In the holy, the isle of the set apart place, shall be eaten. It shall be burnt in the fire, 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 fire. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, chapter 7. The law of the offerings, the fourth item, the trespass offering. Likewise, this is the law of the trespass offering. It is most holy, most set apart. Wizota torata ha asham. Kodesha kadashim hu. Who in the place where they kill the burnt offering shall they kill the trespass, the asham offering. And Hadam, the blood thereof, shall he sprinkle round about upon Hamizbeach, the altar, the altar, the altar. And he shall offer of it all the fat chalev thereof, the rump and the fat chalev that covereth the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the caul that is above the liver with the kidneys. It shall he take away. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall burn them upon HaMizbeach, the altar, for an offering made by fire, 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 made by fire, fire, to fire, the Lord, fire, the Lord, fire, made by fire, 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 made by fire, made by fire, fire, to La Yahuwah, to Jah, Jehovah, 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 Jehovah. It is a trespass offering. It is the asham, asham hu. It is a guiltiness, a guilt offering. Every male among HaKohanim, the Kohenat, the priest, shall eat thereof. It shall be eaten in the holy, the set apart place. It is most holy. It is most set apart. It shall be eaten be makom kadosh, ya kela. Kodesh Kadashim hu. As the sin offering, Chatat, is, so is the trespass, the guilt offering. There is one law for them, HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, that maketh atonement therewith shall have it. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, that offereth any man's burnt offering, even HaKohen, the Kohen, shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering, which he hath offered. And all the mincha, the meal offering, that is bacon in the oven, and all that is dressed in the frying pan and in the pan, shall be HaKohen's, the Kohen, the priest, that offereth it. And every mincha, meal offering, mingled with shemen, oil, and dry, shall all the sons of Aaron have, one as much as an other, and 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 other,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. And here we are at the Shalishi, the third Aliyah, for this 25th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. Tzau is a Zacho, Senbet is a Zacho, Shabbat Tzau, the third Aliyah, here at verse 11. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus 7:11 for the third Aliyah. the Shalishi, 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 Shalishi. Uzota Torata Zebacha Hashelamim Asha Yakrib La Yahua La Yahua. And this is the law Torat of the sacrifice of Hashelamim,
Hashelamim,
peace offerings, which he shall offer Yakrib la Yahuwah, which he shall offer to Jehovah. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving 11 cakes mingled with oil with shemen, and 11 wafers anointed with shemen with oil, and cakes mingled with shemen with oil of fine flour fried. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, todah, hatodah, of his shalamim, his peace offerings. And of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for an heave offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And it shall be ha-kohen, the kahin, the priest, that sprinkleth hadam, the blood of ha-shalamim, of the peace offerings. And the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the boker, haboker, until the morning. But if the sacrifice of his offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offers his sacrifice, and on the morrow also the remainder of it shall be eaten. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings be eaten at all on the third day, it shall not be accepted, neither shall it be imputed to him that offereth it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul, the nephesh, that eateth of it shall bear his iniquity. And the flesh that toucheth any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It shall be burnt with fire. And as for the flesh, all that be clean shall eat thereof. But the nephesh, the nefs, the soul, the psyche, that eateth of the flesh of the sacrifice of shalamim, peace offerings, that pertaineth la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, having his uncleanness upon him, even that nephesh, that nefs, that psyche, that soul, shall be cut off from Amo, his people. Moreover, the nephesh, the soul, the suke, the psyche, that shall touch any unclean thing, as the uncleanness of man or any unclean beast or any abominable unclean thing, and eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of Hashlamim, the peace offerings, which pertaineth la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, even that nephesh, that nefs, that psyche, shall be cut off from Amo, his people. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, speak to the Bnei Israel, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, Lamor, saying, ye, y'all, shall eat no manner of fat, of ox, or of sheep, or of goat. And the fat of the beast that dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn with beasts, may be used in any other use. But ye, y'all, shall in no wise eat of it. For whosoever eateth the chalev, the fat of the beast, of which men offer an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, even the nephesh, the soul, the psyche, that eateth it, shall be cut off from Amo, his people. Moreover, ye, y'all, shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of fowl or of beast, in any of your dwellings. Whatsoever soul, nephesh, suke, psyche it be, that eateth any manner of blood, even that nephesh, that nefs, that soul, that psyche, shall be cut off from Amo, his people. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel, Lamor, saying, he that offereth the sacrifice of his shlamim, peace offerings, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, shall bring his oblation, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, of the sacrifice of his shlamim, peace offerings. His own hands shall bring the offerings, La Yahuwah, of Jehovah, made by fire, the fat with the breast. It shall he bring, that the breast may be waved for, a wave offering, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall burn the chalev, the fat, upon HaMizbeach, the altar. But the breast shall be Aharon's, Aaron's, and Benaiah, and his sons. And the right shoulder shall ye all give to HaKohen, to the Kohen, the priest, for an heave offering of the sacrifices of your shalamim, peace offerings. He among the sons of Aharon that offereth Hadam, the blood of the Shalamim, peace offerings, and the Chalev, the fat, shall have the right shoulder for his part. For the wave breast and the heave shoulder have I taken of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, from off the sacrifices of their Shalamim, and have given them to Aharon, Aaron, HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, and to Benaiah, his sons, by a statute, forever from among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. This is the portion of the anointing, the Messiahing of Aharon, Aaron, and of the anointing, the Messiahing of Benaiah, his sons, out of the offerings of the Yahweh made by fire, in the day when he presented them to minister to the Yahweh in the priest, the Kohen's office, which the Yahweh commanded to be given them of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, in the day that he anointed Messiah them by a statute forever throughout their generations. This is the law, the Torah, the directions, the instructions of the burnt offering, of the meal offering, and of the sin offering, and of the trespass guilt offering, and of the consecrations, and of the sacrifice of the peace offerings, which the Yahweh commanded Moshe, Moses, Musa, in Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, in the day that he commanded the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to offer their oblations, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, in the Midbar of Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai. Third book of Moshe, of Moses, Hebrew book, called and known as Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 8, and here we're at the Rabbi, the fourth Aliyah for this 25th sabbatical study for this Shabbat, picking up here with Leviticus chapter 8. Vayadaberi Yehovah ila Moshe leimor. Consecration of HaKohanim, the Kohanim, the priests. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Moses, saying, take Aharon u'Benayu, take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing Messiah-ing oil, shemen, and a bullock for a chatat, a sin offering, and two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread. And gather thou all the congregation, the aggregation, together to gather to the petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moshe did as the Yahweh, he who be, commanded him. And the assembly was gathered together to gather to the petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, of the tabernacle, the tent of the congregation, the tent of meeting. And Moshe said to the congregation, this is the thing which the Yahweh commanded to be done. Consecration, first item, cleansing, verse 6. And Moses brought Aharon u'Benayu, Aaron and his sons, and washed them with water. Consecration, second item, Kohen Gadol, Kahinat, the high priest, clothes. Verse 7, and he put upon him the coat and girded him with the girdle and clothed him with the robe and put the ephod upon him and girded him with the curious girdle of the ephod and bound it to him therewith. and he put the breastplate HaHoshen upon him. Also he put in HaHoshen, the breastplate, the Urim and the Thummim. And he put the mitre, the turban, upon his ras, a rosho, his head. Also upon the mitre, the turban, even upon his forefront, did he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Yahweh, he who be, we be, the divine master, commanded Moshe, Moses, consecration. Third item, Kohen Gadol, Lika Kahinat, the high priest, anointing his Messiah in verse 10. And Moses took the anointing oil, the Messiah ink, Shemen, and anointed the tabernacle and all that was therein, and sanctified them. And he sprinkled thereof upon HaMizbeach, upon the altar, seven times, and anointed HaMizbeach, the altar, and all his vessels, both the laver and his foot, to sanctify, set them apart. And he poured of the anointing oil, the Messiah ink, Shemen, upon Aharon's Rosh, Aaron's Ras, his head, and anointed Messiah him to sanctify him, to set him apart. Consecration, fourth item, Ha Kohanim, the Kahinat, the priest's clothes. Verse 13. And Moses brought Aaron's Benayel, the sons, Aaron's sons, and put coats upon them, and girded them with girdles, and put bonnets upon them, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. Moses.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here we are at the fifth Aliyah. Here we are at the fifth Aliyah right here, at this particular verse right here for this Torah portion, reading and feeding, the fifth Aliyah, the Chamishi Aliyah, verse 14, the consecrations, fifth item, the offerings, fifth item, Chamishi. And he brought the bullock for the sin offering. And Aharon u'Benayo, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for a sin offering. Wayagesha etapara ha chataat. Why smok Aharono Ubanayu Eta Idehem Allah Roshapara Hahatat. And he slew it, and Moshe took Hadam, the blood, and put it upon the horns of HaMizbeach, the altar, round about with his finger, and purified HaMizbeach, the altar, and poured Hadam, the blood, at the bottom of HaMizbeach, the altar, and sanctified it to make reconciliation upon it. And he took all the fat, the chalev, that was upon the inward and the caul above, the liver and the two kidneys and their fat, and Moshe burnt it upon HaMizbeach, the altar. But the bullock and his hide, his flesh and his dung, he burnt with fire without the camp, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. And he brought the ram for the burnt offering, and Aharon u'Benayo, Aaron and his sons, laid their hands upon the rosh, the ras, the head of the ram, and he killed it. And Moshe sprinkled Hadam, the blood, upon HaMizbeach, the altar, round about. And he cut the ram into pieces, and Moshe burnt the head, the ras, the rosh, and the pieces, and the chalev, the fat. And he washed the inwards and the legs in water, and Moshe burnt the whole ram upon HaMizbeach, the altar. It was a burnt sacrifice for a sweet savor, and an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. And he brought the other ram, the ram of consecration, and Aharon u'Benayo, Aaron and his sons, laid their hands upon the Rosh, the head of the Rav, the Rav. And here at the 23rd, at this 23rd verse right here, here we're at this 23rd verse right here, and at this 23rd verse right here, we have, actually at the 22nd verse, make the connection here, 22nd verse right here, we have the Sheshi. We have the Sheshi, or the sixth Aliyah for this Shabbat Zal. Wayakreb etaha ayilaha sheni ayil. Eilaha mi'aluima we Yisa meku Aheronu banayo eta yidehem al rosh ha'ayil. And he brought the other ram, the second ram, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head, the ras, the head of the ram. Why yisameku aheronu banayu eta yidehem al rosh ha'ayil. Consecration, the sixth item, the blood hadam applied. Verse 23. And he slew it, and Moshe took hadam, the blood of it, and put it upon the tip of Aharon's right ear, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And he brought Aharon's sons, and Moshe put of hadam the blood upon the tip of their right ear, and upon the thumbs of their right hands, and upon the great toes of their right feet. And Moses sprinkled hadam, the blood, upon ha-mizbeach, the altar round about. And he took the chelev, the fat, and the rump, and all the fat that was upon the inwards, and the caul above, the liver, and the two kidneys, and their fat, and the right shoulder. And out of the basket of unleavened bread that was lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, he took one unleavened cake and a cake of oiled bread and one wafer, and put them on the fat and upon the right shoulder. Consecration, the seventh item, the hands filled. Consecration, the seventh item, the hands filled, verse 27. And he put all upon Aharon's hands and upon his son's hands, and wave them for a wave offering. Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And Moshe took them from off their hands and burnt them on HaMizbeach, the altar, upon the burnt offering. They were consecrations for a sweet savor. It is an offering made by fire, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And Moses took the breast and waved it for a wave offering. Lifnei Yahuwah, for of the ram of consecration, it was Moshe's part, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe.
Hear, O Israel.
And here we are at the Shabbi, the seventh and the final Aliyah for this Torah portion, reading and feeding right here. Consecration, concerning the eighth item, the anointing, the Messiahing of Ha Kohanim, of the Kahinat, of the priest, here at verse 30. Vayikach Moshe miyashemenaha mishacha uminaha dam asha Allah mizbeach vayayaz Allah aheron Allah begadayo we Allah banayo we Allah bigadeya Banayo ito waya kadesha eta herona eta be Gadayo, Weeta Banayo, Weeta Bigadeya Banayo, Ito, 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 Ito. Consecration, ace item, anointing, messiahing of the priest. Verse 30. And Moshe took of the anointing oil, and of Hadam, the blood which was upon Hamizbeach, and sprinkled it upon Aharon, and upon his garments, and upon Benaiah, his sons, and upon his sons' garments with him, and sanctified Aharon and his garments, and Benaiah, his sons, and his sons' garments, ito, with him. Consecration, ninth item, the food of HaKohanim, of the Kahinat, of the priests, Kahinatu. Verse 31. And Moses said to Aharon and to his sons, boil the flesh at the petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, of the tabernacle of the congregation, tent of meeting. And they eat it with the bread that is in the basket of consecrations, as I commanded Lamor, saying, Aharon Ubanayu, Aaron and his sons shall eat it. And that which remaineth of the flesh and of the bread shall ye, y'all, burn with fire. Consecration, the tenth item. HaKohanim Kahinatu, the priest separated to Egziah, to sustain the good, the excellent, HaElohim, to the true good, the true God. Verse 33. And ye, y'all, shall not go out of the patach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, in 7 days, until the days of your consecration be at an end. For 7 days shall he consecrate you. As he hath done this day, so the Yahweh hath commanded to do, to make an atonement for you. Therefore shall ye, y'all, abide at the patach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, day and night, 7 days, and keep the charge of the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, that ye, y'all, die not, for so I am commanded. So Aharon Ubanayu, Aaron and his sons, did all things which the Yahweh commanded by the hand, the Yada Moshe, by the hand of Moses, thus completing the Aliyah for the Torah portion reading and feedings. Kabur le'alu, kabur le'dimsu, kabur le'haylu, glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power. Kabur le'abinu, le'melkenu, kabur le'abatachin, le'nukusachin, glory be to I and I Father, I and I King. Kabur le'katamawi, hayla selase, glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Be'shem Yeshua, ha-Moshiach, be'Yesus Christus, sim. Amen.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Fire, fire, fire.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Ve'imru. Amen.
Kadamawi,
Slavia.
The whole place is doomed forever.
Baruch Atah Yahweh, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet, Vayeolam Natei, Vatokanu. Baruch Atah Yahweh, no tain ha Torah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim, v'ratzah b'debreihim, ha'ne'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, ha'bocher b'torach, u'moshe abdo, u'b'Israel ammo, u'b'nebiei ha'emet v'atzedek. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflasya.
The whole place is doomed.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 21, to chapter 8, verse 3. Thus saith Yahweh Zebaot, Ha'elohim Zeisrael Buruku. Put your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spake not to your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing commanded I them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your Elohim Buruku. Ye shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well to you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsel and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward, or with the feet. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt to this day, I have even sent to you all my servants, the prophets, the Nabim, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearkened not to me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words to them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call to them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say to them, This is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of Yahweh, their Elohim, Uruku, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on high places. For Yahweh hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Yehuda have done evil in my sight, saith Yahweh. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the Issat, in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh Buruku, that it shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury in Tophet till there be no place, and the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Yehuda and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth
and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. Chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. At that time, saith Yahweh, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Yehuda, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of his priests, and the bones of the prophet, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon, and all the host of heaven whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this family, which remain in all the places where I have driven them, saith Yahweh Zebaoth. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 22 and 23. Speak thus, saith Yahweh, even the carcasses of men shall fall as dung upon the open field, and as the handful after the harvest men, and none shall gather them. Thus saith Yahweh, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches. Amen.
Patiently waiting for this situation, I'll count it off. The certain depictions they give in the scriptures, but to me it seems kinda off. Whenever you hit in a tree and you cough, many cannabis and I'll say scoff. Jarrah Safari is higher than stars, higher than Mars, higher than Jupiter, higher than Venus. They circumcise my penis, Nazarite living's the cleanest. Yes, I know they never seen it. Corona, they on a mission to kill the fetus. Look what they feed us, give us diseases. Nothing wicked like a heathen. They don't like a nigga breathing. They don't even like a heathen. I got the remedy, call me a chimney. Standing up praises, yes, you were raised through the phases. I'm one of the cases, first gotta know where this place is. Where we catch all these cases, and the politicians are racist. And all these faggot Freemasons. They're coming here criminal, so my subliminal contradicts my spirit. I am a general, natural mineral, not too many can bear it. King Haile Selassie the first, him that king of kings in that verse. All these laws we have to rehearse, put y'all Rastafari first.
First and foremost, yes, I hear. We have the Torah reading. We have the Haftarah, the prophet reading, very important prophet reading. Like to reason on that in the first day service, Sunday service coming up at the top of the hour. But here, bringing forth the Brit Chadasha, this is fulfilled right here for this 25th of
Abraham. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Again,
are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Here, the Baraka, the blessing before the reading of the New Covenant Scripture, the Aris Kidan, the Hadish, Brit Chadasha, here.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Natan Lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, Rehabarot, Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai, Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Chadasha Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 25, Tau, Command. From the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 23 through 8, through chapter 8, verse 6. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab Wehabin Weruach HaKadosh Yahweh Had. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. Hebrews chapter 7. Because the Aaronic priest died, Mashiach, Christ ever liveth. Verse 23, Kaf Gimel. Verse 24, Kaf Dalet. Verse 25, Kaf Hey. Verse 26, Kaf Wow. Verse 27, Kaf Zain. Washam Nikahanu Rabim Mifne Asher Hamawit Lo Kiniham Lehiwater Barretz Abal Ze Yamol Leolam Waihilo Kehuna Asher Lot Abor Mimenu Asher Alkane Yukal Lehoshia Bakol Wakol Et Hanigashim Aliado Le Elohim Ki Chai Hu Tamid Lehakdia Badam Ki Nawa Lanu Kohen Kazet Shehu Chasid Wetamin, Wetahor, Wenibdal, Min Hachataim, Wenisa Mehashmain, Asher Ein Alayo, Kakohanim, Hagdolim, Hahem, Lehakrib Yom, Yom, Barishon, Al Chatotayo, Weacharekin, Al Chatot Haam. Ki zot asa bepa'am achat behakribo et nasho. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, has an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is also able to save them to the uttermost that come to Elohim by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those priests to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins, then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests that have infirmity, but the word of the oath that was since the law maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Chapter 8. Because the Aaronic priests served the shadows of that Mashiach, Christ serves the realities. Now of the things that we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest, who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, that Ha-Adon that the Lord pitched, and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve to the example of the shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of Elohim when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shewed to thee in the mount. Because Mashiach, because Christ, mediates a better covenant. But now has he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant that was established upon better promises. Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Ladimtu, Kabur Lakhailu, Kabur Lakedamawi, Haile Selassie, but Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia.
The home praises is due for
we have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken. Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
Fire hot, fire hot, indeed. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear, I tremble with fear, I tremble with fear. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
The assembly here on the end and the island, looking forward right here, looking at the time, looking forward to the Sunday service, the first day service, and here for this 25th sabbatical study, what is in this manna, what is in this angel's bread, here command. So here, Mikai and I study to Shua and ourselves approve. There are some basic questions I'd like to go through right here, about 29 of them, so we can recognize what's the pattern. Pattern, because this is the key for understanding the Brit Chadash, especially Hebrews, and give thanks for the read right there. Ayin Chabarim, Ras Ayasin, Ras Sahar for the reads right there from the Epistle to the Hebrews. How does that connect right here? How did what we hear from the Epistle to the Hebrews connect with this, as well as the Jeremiah reading? So here, looking forward right here, Sunday service, calling. Check it out also, the Rastafari student. Hopefully that'll be up and running. And those also in the live stream, yes, I, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. So we're going to be looking at the pattern and see what we can recognize in the pattern. Yes, I tune in. Melkam Ehud, good Ehud, first day. Yes, I Yom HaRishon, the head day, the first day. Yes, I Shavuot Tov, a good strong seven coming forward. Stay tuned. First day service, aka Sunday service, beginning right now. Shalom Chaverim.